Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we are learning Shlach Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah in Parsha Shlach, and this is the continuation of the one libations, the Nesachim, that we were learning about in the previous Aliyah. Our Aliyah runs nine Pesukim from Perek Tezvov, Pasuk Ches to Tes Zayin, and the main idea is the libations brought through with the Korbanos. Remember, a Korban is brought and it is accompanied with a meal offering and a wine offering, and it differed in size depending on the size and the type of Korban. So we hear over here that if it's a full ox that is brought as a sacrifice, then there's a meal offering of three Esronim, which are for the meal offering, and a libation of half a hin of wine, the biggest wine libation of all the previous sacrifices we saw. We're also affirmed that the Kol Ezrach, every citizen of Israel, is responsible to bring these libations and these meal offerings with their korbanos. And the rules are the same for a convert as well. A convert who joins the Jewish nation will also follow the same formula of offerings. A few basic questions over here, and that is why are the libations the first halacha that we learn after the section of the Meraglim? Why is this what's taught to them right now? The Ibn Ezra says it is because it is seen as a sign of hope. At this point in time, the Bnei Yisrael would say, well, we're not going into the land of Israel, so that's it. Throw down the towel and everything is done. So they're told, the first halacha starts with, Kisavol Eretz Moshevay Seichem. When you go to the land of your settling, that means to say, your children will be able to go into the land, and they'll be able to perform these halachas, which are dependent on the land of Israel. Or Achaim HaKadosh goes so far as to say, quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadiyam Beis, that we see here a remez letchias ameisim, a hint to the resurrection of the dead. After all, if you read the pasuk, it says, Kisavol Eretz Moshevay Seichem, when you will come to the land of your inheritance, but they've just been slated for death. So the only way that they themselves could possibly walk on that land is if they were resurrected from the dead. So this is a message of resurrection of the dead, which is really helpful right now, because these people are losing hope in any future. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, don't worry, there'll be an opportunity. There'll be a time to be resurrected as well. The Bechor Shor and the Chizkuni and the Mefarshi HaPshat say, it's to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept their Karbonos in the future. Don't think that you've been completely rejected, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with you. No, there'll be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept your Karbonos. In fact, taking it one step further, the Nachal Kedumim quotes a perspective opinion that the idea is that you sin by bringing out this Eshkol, this huge cluster, to show how bad the land is. Well, you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to accept your korban using the wine which is squeezed from the land itself as well. In fact, the Arizal says that the Nesachim and Bikurim are a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim. When a person brings a Nesach, a wine libation, and the Bikurim, it is a correction for the Chet HaMeraglim. It's using those same products of the land for the good, to bring it closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Menachem Zember, Hashem Yikom Damoy, brought a proof from the Arizal, from the Mishnah in Bikurim, which describes when the fruit used to describe the bringing of the Bikurim was a ta'ena, a fig, the grapes, and the third fruit, which is also the fig, the date, and the grapes, which are the fruit which the Meraglim used to sin as well. There happens to be a remarkable Targum Yerushalmi in Shir HaShirim, where it describes, and this is like the Targum goes off on a tangent, to describe that in fact, even though this mitzvah was incumbent upon them when they entered the land of Israel, but for the remaining 39 years in the desert, they actually did bring these wine libations with the Nesachim. But where did they get the wine from? So there was a beautiful description, and it says that every year what they would do is that just to quote the Targum Yerushalmi, says, "Halo inun babad bara." They were in the desert. Lo asa kashal lebeidera v'af lo tanin guf tainin v'gufnin urimonim. There was no way for them to get all these fruits. Elo hayu azlin lekarmi ein gedi v'nospin mitamon askelin da envin v'atzrin minhayin chamra. So what they would do is they would sneak into the land of Israel. They'd bring out the clusters of grapes, that squeeze the wine from the produce of the land and use it as wine libations. And therefore, in a certain sense, it really was a tikkun, it really was a correction for what was done beforehand, to use the wine, to bring more wine out of the land of Israel, to bring it as the libations, as a way of them ultimately fixing that. Why, and last question over here, is why is the emphasis on the ger being the same, the convert being the same over here? Rav Hirsch points out that this idea of the Nesachim is really on a way of describing that it's not enough just to say, my heart is with God, I'm a Jew at heart, but even it's your assets, your property, your investments are also with God, and therefore you're going to give not just, you know, so to speak, your soul, but also your wherewithal, your material is going to be sacrificed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an idea which is true for all members of the nation of Israel, those who were always part of it, and those who joined, even though they may not have a part of the ancestral homeland in the same way. They don't have a chelek v'nachla in the way that the Yotzei Mitzrayim, those who left Egypt, did, but everybody is responsible and enfranchised in the same way in terms of their endowment and their responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, we end the Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.